were at or above the peer median with six-year graduation rates. We graduate students from underrepresented groups within 6 years at a rate comparable to our peers. We need to continue to increase our need-based financial aid and provide more academic and social support to improve in that area. UIS grants fewer undergraduate degrees in STEM fields, science, technology, engineering, and math, than the peer median. Keep in mind here that we do not have engineering at UIS. We are well above the peer median with master's degrees in STEM fields, mainly because our graduate enrollment is strong and computer science is our largest program. We're ahead of the peer median in total degrees in STEM fields, again, because of our computer science program, mainly. We grant fewer degrees in absolute numbers than the peer median, and that's because our undergraduate enrollment is in the lower one-third of our peer group. We're in the top quartile in the number of graduate and professional degrees because we offer quality graduate programs, and we have a higher graduate enrollment than most of our peers. We're at the peer median in total number of degrees granted. We're among the best in our peer group in the percent of degrees awarded to students from underrepresented groups. This slide shows the absolute number of bachelor's degrees granted to students from underrepresented groups. We had 97 in 2011 and 95 in 2012. And as the diversity of our student body increases, I expect those numbers, of course, to trend upward. The percent of graduate degrees awarded from underrepresented groups at UIS is slightly lower than its peer median. This slide shows the number of graduate degrees granted annually to students from underrepresented groups from 2007 to 2011. That number increased to 67 in 2012. The percent of all degrees awarded to students from underrepresented groups at UIS is higher than its peer median. UIS is awarding increasing numbers of degrees to students from underrepresented groups. The number of graduates from underrepresented groups increased by 14% in 2012. As I mentioned, we think these numbers will continue to increase as we have an increasingly diverse student body. The next section is on tuition and financial aid. We are slightly above the peer median in undergraduate, in-state tuition and fees.
Could I ask a question on that slide? Is that the one? It's the one that has where the 75th percentile is up toward $30,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. It's a funny looking slide, isn't it? And that's because we have a number of private institutions in our peer group whose tuition is really very high. So that really pulls that up.
Well, what struck me is I figured that that's, you know, that there must be some in there who are really high and they must be private, but to see such a difference between the median and the 75th percentile,
yeah,
just seems aberrant.
I agree.
Maybe we should, again, I know you're always looking at this, but I don't know if they're out on other metrics, but maybe we've got a few we should kick out of the peer group.
Well, exactly, and we have had some conversations about what's the appropriate time to take another look at that peer group. That's a very good point. The percentage of our undergraduates receiving some form of financial aid has increased, but relative to our peers, slightly fewer UIS undergraduate students are receiving any form of financial aid. 28% of full-time UIS undergraduates pay no tuition, and more than half pay less than $3,000 a semester. We are pleased that UIS is one of only two Illinois universities that made the Kiplinger list of the top 100 public universities in the nation this year. We're considered a best value by Kiplinger Personal Finance. UIS has a higher percentage of Pell Grant recipients than its peer median. This slide indicates that UIS, like its peers, is seeing the number of neediest students increase, and we are committed to allocating additional resources to student aid. Compared to our peer median,